This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Came up with this novel idea for leftists. You want to know what it is? Stop lying. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It really is that simple. Stop lying. It's one thing. Look, I get it. There's your little white lies. Tell those lies. But when you get into the real deal of stuff, like Black Lives Matter, you know, or the real truth behind the Wu flu, right? The plandemic. How about you tell the truth? Just stop lying. And more importantly, do it for yourselves. Stop lying to yourselves. It is utterly ridiculous the level of deception that leftists are willing to go to for anything, folks. I'm talking about whether it's paying their taxes, whether it's paying you the money they owe you. I mean, whether they borrowed it or you worked for it, it doesn't matter. They will come up with 50 reasons not to give you something back. 50 reasons for them to benefit at your expense. And I mean, I think about BLM as sort of a perfect backdrop for me because it's so blatant. It's so in your face, racist. It's so in your face, not helping blacks. It's so in your face, not helping America. You wonder, how do you put up with this? How do you do this? Man, Donald Trump blamed leftism for the situation we find ourselves in.
In our schools, our newsrooms, even our corporate boardrooms, there is a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. If you do not speak its language, perform its rituals, recite its mantras, and follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished. It's not going to happen to us. Make no mistake, this left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. In so doing, they would destroy the very civilization that rescued billions from poverty, disease, violence, and hunger, and that lifted humanity to new heights of achievement, discovery, and progress.
And the president speaking that truth in front of Mount Rushmore caused leftists to say he was being divisive. No, he wasn't. He was being truthful. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. He told the truth. He told exactly the way the left are. You better speak its language. You better recite its mantras. You better follow its commandments or you will be banished. You will be punished. You will be censored. You will be ostracized. You will be left out in the cold. And that is the reason why people do not come off that plantation. We haven't given them a safe place. I've tried to. I've created a landing spot Tea Party community. It's gone. I'm tired of putting thousands of dollars a month into something where people go, well, what's the big deal? Why are you making money on stuff? I didn't make a dime. I lost easily middle six figures on that with the idea that people on the right would say, we're going to support it and we'll bring people on the left. There'll be a place for them to know they have this. I'm not mad. My producer's like, you seem mad. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed because Trump's telling you the game. If you want somebody to leave the game, but you don't have a family, right? You're like the dad that shows up, you know, after 4 or 5 years and you find out your kid's in the gang. You go, boy, what you doing in the gang? You know you ain't supposed to be in no gang. You know, and he's like, well, dad, I don't have any protection. Where are you? Oh, man, I got to go. I'm going to hit the road. I ain't going to see you for a few years, but I just want to let you know being in a gang is stupid. But what happens when a dad goes to the gang and he says, hey, look, I'm letting you know right now, you better leave this boy alone. He's going to school. He's going to do something with himself. Because if you don't, I'm going to be a one-man wrecking crew for you. Now, a lot of people, oh, Kevin, that's scary, man. You were confronting a gang. No, it's not. You're confronting pansies. Little cream puffs. Together, they're bad. They're not bad when you go to them and you say man to man, hey, look, I don't know what you're going to do in the rest of the streets, but this kid here, he's off limits. We cool? Yeah, man, we cool. All right then. Oh, you want to know why they do it? Let me explain why they do it. Because white people are going, Kevin, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, yeah, because I didn't grow up in the streets. Let me tell you why they do it. Because they say, one, that guy has a dad. That guy is somebody who cares. They know what a motivated father is willing to do. Two, they didn't. And they're secretly happy that this kid has somebody who gives a crap. That is why. See, when people talk to me and I can sense the doubt, like, oh, man, I don't know if I would go and do that. Well, good for you. You know, I don't know if you're a parent, but I don't think you understand what being a parent is. You remember the movie The Blind Side where that white lady played by Sandra Bullock goes to the black drug dealers and says, I pack a weapon. I'm taking over the life of this kid, whether you like it or not. You may be something down here, but where I live, I'm something. And I can bring heat on you that you've never seen. And you know why they did not bother that kid? Because they said, he's got somebody that gives a crap. So I ask you, America, do you give a crap? Do you care? Do you want to be lied at, cheated? Do you want people to believe that your child is somebody they can bring into their gang? Because let me tell you, leftism is a gang. It's the cruelest of gangs. You can't get out. It is a gang for life. And here's the sad part. You may not win the game. You can be a leftist, and 30 years from now, somebody decide, hey, we're taking him out for whatever reason. And you're gone. The smart ones leave the gang. Thomas Sowell, for example, he left the gang. He said he woke up and just figured out it was lies. Clarence Mason Weaver, hardcore lefty. Used to go out, man, signing up people for stuff. He was a hardcore lefty. He woke up one day and went, you know what? This makes no sense. And he left the gang. Both of those men left behind. Whoo! I mean, you talk about wine, women, and song. When you leave the lefty gang, you have left money, fame, and fortune behind. Thomas Sowell would be a household name if he had stayed a leftist. Can you imagine a man with that intellect? That, and the way he carries himself, of going against us? Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back. Glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Okay, so at one point, a woman sort of facetiously asked if there were any paid protesters in the house. And, of course, everybody shouted no and groaned. But you stood up and indicated that you are a paid protester. What did you mean by that?
Well, I meant, you know, like, we all get paid to
No, I don't know. Please explain.
Well, it's a difficult thing to explain, but basically, anytime that you're given the opportunity to protest and somebody will pay you to do it, that's like twice as good.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a guy doing an interview with another man, and he was at a protest. And he says, is anybody here getting paid? And everybody's like, ah. And this guy goes, yeah, I hate to admit it, but I am. Talking about if Democrats told the truth. And here's somebody that's telling the truth. Now, we hear this all the time. Oh, there are paid protesters. They're paid by Soros. And it almost gets to the point where you go, I don't know. I mean, they always blame it Soros. They're always talking about Soros is paying somebody off. Is it legit? I don't know. I don't know. This guy says, yeah, I get paid. But I'm going to finish this clip, and then I want to continue with the lies of the Democrats, why they won't tell you the truth. Anyway, here's the rest of this. This is pretty mind-blowing.
So you weren't kidding around. You actually meant that you have been paid at some point to protest?
Yeah, like I...
How can I get in on that?
Yeah, okay. So, you know, you go to, like, georgesoros.com, and you just sign up right there. You put your name in, you put your email address, and there's an empty box there where you say how many times you're willing to protest and how much you want to get paid.
And you get a check directly from Soros.
Directly from Soros.
That's incredible.
Signed by him. He even invited me to lunch.
Does he sign it in blood?
He said if I'm willing to like gather some more friends, I can get paid like twice as much for every friend that I gather and kind of set up a pyramid scheme.
And you can get rich just based on protesting for Soros, right?
I already have, yeah. So basically, I've been organizing most of the protesting that you see in California so far, and it's all due to being paid. If I wasn't paid, I would be, you know, like skiing.
What? This is unbelievable.
A pyramid scheme. Welcome back. Wow. I don't know if this guy's legit. He might have just been messing with the reporter. I don't know, but it's easy to find out. He gave you the keys of the kingdom. We don't have anybody doing that, do we? We're too busy. People care too much about their money to do stuff like that. But I keep telling you, here's what I will tell you. I believe that happens. I believe it's very possible. Sadly, that's the state of things in politics in America. It's not about what's going to do everybody the most good. I don't know how you guys feel. I want to do the most good for the country. When I talk about I want to put a border wall up, it isn't because I hate Mexicans or Canadians. It's because I want to protect our citizens. I want our jobs to be protected. There's no sinister rationale behind it. I want to lower taxes because I want more people to get an opportunity to go to work and businesses to be able to feast on the profits, you know, the things that they do well. Wow, man, it's such an unsung game for the left. If you're making money, that means the employees aren't making enough and all that. What are you talking about? Any employee that's ever worked for any company could go, you know what, I can do this better. Or I want to do something on my own. But no, we're the mean old capitalist. Anyway, I keep talking about the truth and Democrats, if they told the truth. And here's the sad, naked truth. If the Democrats told the truth, they couldn't get elected. They aren't even true to themselves, folks. So how can they be true to somebody around them? When I say they're not true to themselves, I'm saying, if you know a Democrat, I'm not even trying to be mean. I swear to you, I'm not. Because people who listen to this show and go, Kevin, you just hate Democrats. I do not hate Democrats. I'll tell you what I detest, and I don't hate them, but I really don't like being around stupid people. It's a bias. If stupid people were a race, I would be honest. I'm going to tell you right now, I'd be a racist. I can't stand stupid people. They perplex me, and they vex me at times. Not enough to, in a humorous way, because I'm going to look at it as funny. If you're stupid to me, you're funny. It's like going to the zoo. But I don't have a problem with Democrats per se. I have a problem with their stupidity. I have a problem with their and leftists too, by the way. That doesn't just mean Democrat. You can be an idiot on any side of the aisle. I have a problem with all of it. It's sad when you think about it. The leftists do not want you to know who they are, because if the more you find out about them, the more you find out how jacked up their lives are. I'm going to use myself as an example, because I like to give you a personal story so that you don't feel like I'm piling on the wrong guy. So my personal story is this, and some of you know this from my book. My father, my book, The Big Black Lie, my father was a bad dude. I don't mean like bad, like, man, you kick your butt bad. No, my father was a bad man. He was not a good person. Now, as my great aunt would say, he was an amazing man who did bad things, and it was because of his influences. And I have come to that conclusion. That is true. My father grew up around horrible influences. And there's a part of my heart that goes, I'd like to forgive him for that, but I know all the crap he did and what he took our family through and others. And it's tough to do that. Maybe that's what God will work on me for, right? But I was embarrassed that he was my father. I was. He's in San Quentin, stick-up man, armed robbery. And he did far worse things that as I became older and started talking to other family members, I didn't meet my family until I was in my 40s, my father's side of the family. So as I got to learn more about him, I went, man, this dude is a bad guy. He stole the family's Christmas presents one year. Went to visit his mom, his little brother, and his sister. Went there with a couple of thugs, like to act as if, hey, how y'all doing, blah, blah, blah. They left the house to go to one other relative's house, came back, and he knew how to get into the house, and sure enough, stole all the Christmas presents. And that's a good one. If you don't read my book, you'll know he's done far worse, far, far worse. And here's what I'm going to guess, because I can't speak it personally, but I'm guessing every kid wants to be proud of their parents, especially their father. Not having had my dad, the what I knew of him made me like not want to tell people what he was. So I would lie about him. And that led to other aspects of my life that I lied about. And it took a long time for me to stop lying because the lies would mount. And I'd have to not go back to this person or make sure these people didn't get run into each other because of the lies. And I look back on that time when I was much younger, and I wish I had faced the truth then. I tell my youngest son, he's the only one left in my house. I'm going, look, don't be that dude. Don't be a liar. You don't have a reason to lie about your life. You have a good life. Don't worry. You don't have to lie. Leftists are not learning that lesson. They don't like who they are. They don't like the origins of their being, so they are pathological liars.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is rejecting President Trump's claim that he enjoys immunity from state criminal proceedings while in office, finding a New York grand jury may obtain his tax records, but blocked parallel efforts by congressional Democrats to obtain his tax documents in two separate 7-2 opinions issued on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Thursday offered support for extending the enhanced pandemic unemployment benefit, which expires at the end of the month, but at a lower payout than the current $600 a week. Mnuchin telling CNBC,
"We knew there was a problem with enhanced unemployment and that certain cases people were paid more than they made in their jobs. That was a technical fix. We were in an emergency. We went along with that. We're going to fix that technical fix. We're going to make sure that people are incented to go back to jobs."
USA Radio News. The number of Americans filing first-time jobless benefits is out. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
First-time unemployment claims are down again week to week, but still above a million. Initial claims totaling 1.3 million last week, 99,000 fewer than the week before. However, the Labor Department says while the number of new claims keeps going down, nearly 33 million Americans are still claiming benefits, largely because of COVID-19.
A relentless heat wave is just getting underway in the South, with some spots forecast to peak above 110 degrees starting this weekend. But the heat will not stay in the South, as next week it will move to the North and East, with 100-degree temperatures spreading across the Ohio Valley into the mid-Atlantic states. The National Weather Service is forecasting 75 or more record-high temperatures will be approached or broken from Friday to Tuesday alone. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to play a couple of clips that highlight the lies of Democrats, because that's what we're talking about this hour, is if Democrats told the truth. And they don't want to tell you the truth. They want you to believe Black Lives Matter. They want you to believe these BS numbers around Wu Flu. And I could go on. So I want to begin this segment, and I'm going to play a few clips in a row that highlight exactly what I'm talking about. And it's going to elicit emotions in you. I hope that it did elicit the emotions that it did in me as you hear these lies. Just lie after lie. So let's begin with the president's press secretary talking about what the press will not talk about.
This president's focused on action, and I'm a little dismayed that I didn't receive one question on the deaths that we got in this country this weekend. I didn't receive one question about New York City shootings doubling for the third straight week, and over the last 7 days, shootings skyrocketed by 142%. Not one question. I didn't receive one question about five children who were killed, and I'll leave you with this remark by a dad. It broke my heart. A dad of an eight-year-old lost in Atlanta this weekend. They say Black Lives Matters. You killed a child. She didn't do nothing to nobody, was his quote. We need to be focused on securing our streets, making sure no lives are lost, because all Black lives matter. That of David Dorn and that of this eight-year-old girl.
They say Black Lives Matter. You killed your own. Killed your own this time. Just because of burial. They killed my baby because she crossed the burial and made a U-turn. You killed a child. She didn't do nothing to nobody.
They didn't give us time to make a U-turn. They started shooting on my car before we could even make a U-turn. Shooting my tires out. Like, why?
But Black Lives Matter.
That baby was shot. You know, babe.
Killing your own.
Nobody got to help
you. You killed an eight-year-old child.
Nobody.
She ain't did nothing to now one of y'all. She just wanted to get home to see her cousin. That's all she wanted to do. Still wanted to get home.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm David Asman in for Elizabeth McDonald. Well, there's no holiday for police in Chicago this July 4th. All days off for officers have been canceled, so the city can add an additional 1,200 officers to the streets Thursday through Monday. This after horrific back-to-back weekends of shootings and killings in Chicago. 111 people shot, at least 24 killed. It's been a very rough month for the people who live in the city and for the police as well. Murders in Chicago are up 83% this month from the same time last year. Shooting incidents also way up 96%.
Really matter how many cases. It only matters who gets the cases, because we know the infection fatality rate for people under 70 is 0.04% on the latest analysis. That's less than or equal to seasonal flu.
I'm going to jump in here just a second to tell you that that is a doctor from Stanford who is giving you the data, actual data, not conjecture. They've got actual data from multiple states, one of America's most hallowed universities, and this doctor is studying it, and he says that this Chinese Wu flu, they call COVID-19, is less deadly than the seasonal flu. Now, here's the next clip.
Texas, for instance, yes, they have a lot of people in the hospital. But when I looked at every single hospital area in Texas today, 15 to 20% of people in the hospital as inpatients are COVID positive patients. That means 80 to 85% have nothing to do with COVID-19.
Lies, lies, and more lies. So you got to ask yourself, why are they lying to you? Black Lives Matter, right? Kids killed. I talked about it yesterday. Kids killed. Nope. No hoopla. No nothing. Let me ask you this. What would happen? Remember Tamir Rice? You hear his name quite often. This is a 11 or 12 year old boy up in the Cleveland area who had a fake gun. There was a little red tip on it. Had it out for the cops. Got shot and killed. And they rioted over it when the cops don't know what this kid's carrying. It's a tragedy, no doubt. It's a tragedy in parenting. It's a tragedy in community looking after itself. Somebody probably saw this kid had this stupid gun and should have said, hey, kid, give me that gun. You're going to get yourself killed. And ultimately, a police has to make a snap decision and he shoots this kid. In fact, I know who did it. He was in our film, Bleeding Blue. So I can tell you. Well, you know, and I think we might have cut it, but we had Tamir Rice's thing in there, and we actually talked to his mom. She's a basket case. But here's my point. The dude's a wreck. He's not celebrating that. But do you think Black Lives Matter cares? No. You think the politicians care? No. He's a bloodthirsty cop that killed a kid. Well, what about these people? At least five. I know it's more than that. Across this nation, over the past few weekends, we've had kid after kid shot needlessly by other black people, and you don't hear a word. It is nothing but lies. Now, let's move on. The Stanford doctor, he's talking about the Wu flu, and he's giving you the numbers. He's telling you these numbers don't jive. He goes on to say, we're getting many, many more cases and less people dying, which is really making the numbers bad, because ultimately, let me tell you what he was saying, because we have longer clips. Now, there's no need to plan. My producers are talking in my ear. You don't need to plan. Essentially, he's saying the percentage of people that die from this disease is going dramatically down. You want to know why? Because the people in their, you know, 18 to 35 are starting to get whatever the demographic is. It's under 70. Those people are getting it. And you know what happens when they get it? They fight it off. They don't die. They then produce antibodies, but he says worse, better than antibodies, the T cells. The T cells get inoculate or whatever, you know, where they get immune, if you will, to the disease. And suddenly we have a much healthier population. This is what a doctor from Stanford is saying. And he said, all this that's being done for this so-called pandemic is nothing but a ruse. My family's tired of me talking about it. I can't go anywhere. You got to wear your mask. I'm not wearing my mask. Oh, come on. Dad, come on. No. Not wearing my mask. Sir, you need to put on a mask. No, I don't. I'll file HIPAA charges against you. And if I have to go further, I'll even go further. I will make a freaking scene. It's about black people! Because, you know, there are places now where they say black people don't have to wear the mask. Because we paid our dues. We can't be carriers, I suspect. Even though my cousin, Nita, she almost died from it. But Nita's got a lot of issues. She's big. She's overweight. She's got heart disease. She's got diabetes and a host of other things. So we were actually surprised that she made it. I'm, you know, thankful to God that she did. She's a beautiful lady inside and out. But here's this doctor from Stanford saying, you know what? And I can attest to this. I was in Texas landed in the Valley International Airport, and I had to take an Uber. There were no cars available. And a guy told me, he goes, yeah, we got all these nurses coming in. I go, for what? He goes, COVID. How's COVID in your area? I said, a joke like it is here. He goes, you think? I go, it's a total joke. So I had to take a cab because I couldn't get a car right away. I had to get a car the next day. So I tell him it's a joke. He's like, well, I'm driving these nurses to hospitals. And I'm like, for what? Oh, we got all these COVID patients. And you know what he told me? He goes, we have patients, more Wu flu patients. They're coming from Mexico. I want you to know your tax dollars are funding travel nurses to go into Texas to treat these so-called COVID cases, and a bunch of them are coming across the border from Mexico. Yo, you didn't know that. Rush Limbaugh can't tell you that, but I can because I was there. So then we get to talking more about it, and he's like, he was afraid. So I get in with this an Uber driver. He had to take me back to the airport to go get my car. So I'm talking to him. He's got his mask on. I don't have my mask on. It clearly states you got to wear your mask if you're going to get in this car. Got in this car. Didn't have my mask on. My hotel. You got to wear a mask when you're in the public areas. No, didn't have my mask on. I get in this car. So we're chit-chatting. It's about a 15-minute drive. And he's an older guy. And I told him, you know, where I was headed. So he says, I asked him, I said, how's that mask working out for you? He goes, I got to tell you. He goes, when I have to drive more than like 45 minutes, he goes, I can't do it. He goes, he told me where he drove like 45 minutes there and back to take a client, these nurses. And he said, as it turns out, my oxygen level goes down. He goes, I'm exhausted. I said, that's what I figured. He goes, yeah. So then we hear from this doctor from Stanford. He's driving nurses. The other taxi guy's driving nurses. And he says the nurses are renting cars. Business is brisk for both of them. They both told me this. And then we find from this doctor, 15 to 20% of the cases are COVID. The rest of these things are other things. They're colds, they're flus, they're respiratory stuff. They're not things that we should be paying for. That's from the horse's mouth, from a guy who's been studying the data.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Gavin Newsom, governor of California, he opened his winery. Here's what somebody says. He issued an unprecedented shutdown order, effective immediately, lasting for at least 3 weeks for food, entertainment-related businesses in 19 counties on his coronavirus watch list. The closures affect approximately 70% of the state's residences, covering the entirety of Southern Cal except for San Diego County, most of the Central Valley, suburban counties, blah, blah, blah. So that's a lot of area. Wineries, a popular destination on the summer holiday weekend, were forced to close in the affected counties. Californians who plan on visiting places like Temecula, Santa Barbara, Santa Ynez Valley, or Fairfield in the Santa Clara Valley to celebrate Independence Day with some local wines face a tough choice. Stay home or find an open winery somewhere like San Diego County or Napa. Napa County, where Governor Newsom's business, Plump Jack Wines, operates a tasting room that's open all weekend long. Now, that's already passed. I'm just telling you, Democrats are liars. They are disingenuous. If it impacts them, they change the rules. If it impacts you, they don't care. No harm, no foul. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. So, Newsom founded Plump Jack back in 1992 with a family friend, Gordon Getty. You might know that name, as in the J. Paul Getty family. It started with a wine store in San Francisco. He expanded the winery a few years later. They formed the Plump Jack Group, which has multiple wineries, retail stores, restaurants, and a Squaw Valley resort in its portfolio. Its president is Newsom's sister, Hillary. Just letting you know. Liars, liars, liars. Now, here's another one I don't buy. The Atlanta mayor got the Wu flu. She supposedly tested positive. Well, you know what? I don't believe it. I think it's a distraction. Because she's got a lot on her plate. This woman is in a city that is under siege. Why? Because of her. So the governor of Georgia had to declare a state of emergency. Do you think he declared a state of emergency for all the outside suburbs of like Buckhead and these other areas of around surrounding Atlanta? Or do you think he called a state of emergency because of their marquee jewel of a city? Some people call it Chocolate City. Well, I think I know why, if you don't. Jimmy John's worker got fired for making a noose from dough. And I asked the question, well, who's going to fire all the pretzel workers? All they do all day long is tie knots that look like nooses, if you ask me. Yeah. Look, I don't know what this guy was into. My feeling is the dude making the whatever he made at Jimmy John's was probably just making a joke. And some little snowflake got offended and got him fired and feels very empowered for having done it. Yep. That's the way the world works. I talked earlier in the show about, a couple days ago, about Bubba Wallace. Bubba's got himself back in the news. Why? On a lie? The president's attacking him. Bubba! How dare the president say something bad about me when I did a fake news hoax for my, you know, pit crew? How dare he? Did Bubba Wallace come back? Let me ask you this, but for those of you who may be bleeding hearts listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, did Bubba Wallace come back and say, you know what, guys, I'm really sorry. I've been seeing racism through a different prism. And now that the FBI's investigated, and I understand that it was a knot that has been hanging there for a long time, I really have to question myself. I have to question whether all this waking up of NASCAR is something that needs to be done. NASCAR has given me a pretty decent career. I'm fortunate to be one of the handful of people that make it. I mean, look at, if I can tell you my story, I'm very fortunate to be here. I don't know his story, but maybe he didn't grow up rich. I had to piece together a car from a junkyard. I got a dude to give me this. I begged, borrowed, and stole to get parts. I finally got in the racing circuit. I was on the Chitlin circuit, and I made it up to here. And you know what? These boys are competitive. They don't like me as a racer, but it has nothing to do with my color. Could Bubba have said something like that? Could Bubba have come back and said, you know what, America? I completely misjudged you. I misjudged my sports and my teammates, and I apologize to them for even suggesting that they would do something like that. I apologize to you because, you know what? We've overcome a lot of things. Let me ask you, do you think Bubba was going to do better if he'd done that versus trying to become the Kaepernick of NASCAR? I'll leave it to you to decide. I have my own opinions. But you know what Bubba wanted? Bubba wanted black folks to see him differently. He may very well have believed that he could get this mass exodus of blacks to NASCAR. I think that's a pipe dream. I told you guys, I've been to the Indy 500. I like it. But as far as like going around telling brothers, you got to go, man. Y'all, you go, man. Shoot, it'll be something y'all do your whole. I mean, no, it's not me. I went kicking and screaming because I thought, what's the big deal? I like it. I don't love it. I don't want to race cars, but I admire the people that can drive those cars that fast. That's pretty interesting. Especially when you go to a track meet, you watch Usain Bolt. He's amazing. But watch the Kentucky Derby. I'll show you some athletes. And then when I watch the Kentucky Derby, I go, boy, those are some real athletes. And now I watch these old corn-fed white boys put together engines, and I go, look at these dudes, man. Got cars going well over 200 miles an hour, you know, and jockeying. I mean, literally razors on the razor's edge of destruction, of life and limb. And they do it, and they love it. No, Bubba Wallace. He wants to condemn them. He wants them to feel bad about things, man. You know? How dare you, sport that's giving me a living? I haven't seen any signs of racism from Bubba, including the hoax. But Bubba's got to sell that lie because that's what leftists do. So when the president said, hey, why don't you come out and apologize to America about that stupid lie, about that hoax? Oh, he gonna jump on me, man. You know, when Bubba should say, you know what, Mr. President? You're exactly right. I underestimated this country. I don't believe that. I have the best. NASCAR has the best fans in the world. I apologize to you guys. I apologize to this country. And you know what? I don't need to make a statement. My statement is, I've got an opportunity. I should go out there and win it. I mean, isn't that really the way America works? If he said something like that, he would get more sponsors. I would be singing his freaking light-skinned Negro praises. Because I would say, you know what? That's what people do. When you make a mistake, you own it. But you know why Bubba Wallace cannot? Have I been calling him Watson? Have I been pulling a Joe Biden on you? Bubba Wallace, do you know why Bubba Wallace won't do that? Let me let you think about it a little bit. You want an answer right now? What do you think? You think the audience needs an answer right now? And that's my producers. Well, let me tell you why Bubba Wallace won't do it. Bubba Wallace will not do that because Bubba Wallace is not a real man. See, that is what is in short supply on the left. They have plenty of eunuchs, but they do not have any real men. Because Bubba Wallace owes America an apology. And he could do so much to heal race relations by making a statement like that easily. So could Kaepernick. So could LeBron James. You want to know why every one of the guys that I just mentioned to you will not do what I told you to do when it is truly not only in their own best interest, but in the best interest of this country? You want me to give you some time to think about it? Well, should I give them some time to think about it? I'll ask my producers. I'm going to give them a minute. I will give them a few seconds. I can't give you a minute. That's too long on radio. You ready? I'm going to give you the answer. Too much money to be made. See, Bubba's made a calculated guess. He's measured the temperature of the water, and he says, if I err on the side of social justice warriorism, I'll get paid a lot of money. And he says, I'm going to do that. And I won't be hated, at least by the people that are going to kill him. But if he were to go the other way and do the right thing, you know what would happen to Bubba? We would support him overwhelmingly. He would do very well. He would have a legacy of achievement. In fact, I would bet he wins more races when he finally gets that monkey off his back, pardon the pun, because, you know, people are going to think I'm calling him a monkey or that, you know, Bubba has to ride with a monkey. I don't care. I watch Ratatouille. That cook cooked with a rat. So there you go. But Bubba doesn't want to do that because it's too scary on the other side. He has to abandon the other side. He can do this and we can just go, man, that's tired news, Bubba. But we're ready to embrace him as soon as he does the right thing. They will never. He could never go back. And the left makes sure he knows it. So this is where we are today, folks. Lies on top of lies.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.